Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to Mitzvah Shem start and finish Siman Reish Lamed, which deals with a lot of interesting, unusual brachos that people may not be aware of. We begin on the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalet Omud Aleph, actually, and the Mechaber in Sif Aleph writes, "I'm a spalal mash ova." If a person davens on something that has already occurred, for example, "Kigon shenichnas lir," he's entering into a city, "v'shama kol tzvachabir," and he hears a voice crying out in distress in the city. V'amar, and the person says about this voice that has already cried out, "Yiratzon may be a will Hakadosh Baruch Hu shlo yehei kol zeh besoch besi," may be a will Hakadosh Baruch Hu that this cry not be coming from my house. So that's what we call a tvila shov, an unnecessary, inappropriate tvila, and you're not allowed to do this. Or likewise, "O shahisa ishto milberes," if a man's wife is pregnant, "baruch Hashem," but now he wants to daven for the gender of the child, and he says, after 40 days that she's already pregnant, "achar arbarim yom liibura," so this is when the child's gender is already established. We know this medically as well as halachically, that the child's gender is established at day 40 inside the mother. And this person dies, and he says, "I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my wife gives birth to a boy. Please let my wife give birth to a boy." In both of these situations, this is davening for something that's already occurred. It's after the fact, and you're not allowed to do this. And the Mechaber says, "Hare zo tvila shov." This is an inappropriate tvila, and it's not allowed to be said. The Dear Shur footnote number 1 brings down from Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal, in regard to this tvila shov, he brings down that this is osur. It's just like it's osur to answer an amen that's unnecessary and allowed to say this tvila. It's a tvila shov. He adds further that changing the gender of a child is something that is going against nature, and a person is not allowed to daven for a nes, based upon the Gemara in Brachos. And he brings down as well that possibly it may be allowed to daven for a nes for the rabbin. That might be allowed, but an individual personal nes, a person should not daven for this. The issue for number 2 brings down that one of the terutzim for how Leah was allowed to daven, that the boy inside of her should be turned into a girl, so the Gemara in Brachos gives a number of terutzim, and one of the terutzim was it was before day 40. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Aleph brings down, "Shekvar nitztayer tzuras havlad." As I mentioned, the child's gender is already established by day 40, so after day 40, you're davening for a nes. However, therefore, avotoch arbar miyom moel tvila, but one during the first 40 days after conception would be allowed to daven for the gender to be a boy or a girl. And he says, "Vafilu achar arbar miyom," and he says, even after 40 days, you are allowed to daven, "yuchal espalo shi havlad zera kayoma," that the child should be a vibrant, living child, not rachmona litzlan, that the child should miscarry. "The osik b'mitzos v'masim tovin," you're always allowed to daven, and one should always daven that his children should grow up well, and they should be osik in mitzvos, they should be performing mitzvos and doing good deeds. Dish foot number 3 brings down that davening for one's children is an extremely important thing, as we've already learned in Siman Men Zayin. "Tomid tia tvila sa'av va'em shkura b'fiyem." Constantly should parents be davening for their children. And there are a couple of points in the davening where it's especially prominent that people daven for their children. They should become lomdei Torah, they should be tzaddikim, bali midos tovos, they should be all doing all the wonderful things that Hashem wants. And he says, for example, in Av or Abba, this is especially a good place to daven for children. In Birchas HaTorah, when you say, v'niyah anachnu v'tzetzo enu, our children, that's a good place. V'volu tzion, we say, l'man lo niga lo rik v'lo neled labella, we shouldn't give birth and waste our children, so to say. They shouldn't go off to nothing. So those are especially opportune times for a person to daven, that he should have successful, wonderful Yorei Shemayim children. Back to the Mechaber. So what is the proper way a person should daven? He should always daven before something. Elo yispal odom al ha'osid lovo. A person should always daven for future things that they should go right. V'itin hodoa al shavar. And of course, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that have occurred in the past. For example, kigon ha'nichnas l'krach. If somebody goes into a large city, Omer, he should say the following bracha. We'll see whether we make this or not. We'll talk about this momentarily. So a person enters into a large city, he says, Yiratzom l'fonecho Hashem Elokeinu. It should be your will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our God, that you should allow me to enter into this city in peace. This is, you should say, before he enters into the city, as he's about to enter into the city. So this is a bracha on the future. It's certainly a great thing to do. Nichnas b'shalom, he does enter into the city in peace. Now he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give hodah. Omer, moda ani lefonecha Hashem Elokeinu, thanks to you, my God, Hashem, shichnas tani lakrach hazeh l'shalom, that you did bring me, in fact, into this city in peace. Now, he wants to leave. Bikesh Lotzes, he's leaving the city. Omer, again, he should make a tefillah on the future. Yiratzon lefonecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetotzieni mikrach zeh l'shalom. He should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will, to please let me leave this city in peace. When he does, Baruch Hashem, leave the city in peace, Yotze B'Shalom Omer, then he should now thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mo Dani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai, I thank you, Hashem, my God, Shotzi Sani Mikrach Zel Shalom, that you in fact did take me out of the city in peace. And he should add, Ukishem Shotzi Sani L'Shalom, and just as you took me out over here in peace from the city, Cain, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also, Tolicheni L'Shalom V'chula, may you go and take me forward in peace, etc. And this is the Nusach that we're familiar with in Tulas Aderech, as we'll see, and he should continue saying that Nusach, which we've learned already previously, until Ad Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfilah. And he concludes this with this Chasima, with shame, not with Malchus, but just Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfilah. And the Mechaber himself tells us, V'zohi Tfilas Aderech. This is the Tfilas Aderech that we've already nichtavu, that was really written by us, the whole dinah, the Simen Kuf Yud. We've already discussed all these dinah of Tfilas Aderech in Simen Kuf Yud. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains that you say this when you enter into a large city, Dafka Lekrach, specifically a large city. Why? D'sham Mitzuyim, Memunim, Rayim, Umechabsim Alilos. Because in a large city, it's more prone that you're going to have trouble. There are, unfortunately, people there that are going to cause you trouble and are looking for libels and looking just to make trouble for you. However, Avalir Ketana, when a person enters into a small city, a small shtar, a village, Ein Tzarech Lomar Kishenichnas Lo. He doesn't have to say this Yiratzon that the Mechaber told us about when a person is about to enter into the city. And likewise, V'lo Achakach Kishiyetzim Menon, and he doesn't have to say it when he leaves the city, because it's not so dangerous. Ella, what should he do? Ella achakach kishemachzik baderech. Once he's already on the road, after he left the village, omer tfilas aderech. Then he should say tfilas aderech, as we learned in Kuf Yud. Mishum sakonas drachem, because of the dangerous travel on the roads. Uchemu la'el besimen Kuf Yud, as we've already learned in Simen Kuf Yud. The issue number 4 brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, Bizmanenu, nowadays, She'ein mitzuyos alilos, it is much safer in the large cities. It's not like it was in the past. Shelo no'agim lomar tefila eila, that we do not say this yiratzon any longer. However, he concludes, if somebody is medakdik in the words of Chazal, Hazoya b'divri Chazal, nochon she'omar tefila eila, there would certainly be nothing wrong with him saying these tefilos if the person truly runs his life in the way of Chazal, and he follows all the dictums of Chazal, so to say this as well would be allowed even nowadays. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel writes, L'chora, there seems to be a problem over here between the way we describe this Tfilas Aderech over here now, in Reish Lamed, the way it was learned in Kuf Yud. Halo b'simen Kuf Yud, he says, we learned previously, Mevor, we learned over there, K'deshiyotzi l'aderech, when your person goes on the road, Omer Tfilas Aderech, Levad, he just says the Tfilas Aderech. He doesn't give the Hodah, below Hodah, Al Shavar, without giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on having him successfully leave the city or be in the city. V'gam, likewise, Eina Omer Osor, Rak Kishichichse Bachderech. He also doesn't say it before he leaves the city, he only says it once he's already on the road. And here, Umau Zeshikol, Hokot Tfilas Aderech, Bodah, Shinosin Al Avar. Number one, here, he includes a Hodah in this Tfilas Aderech. The Hodah is on the past, and that's not normally seen in Tfilas Aderech. And also, V'gam Mashmash Omer Osor, Tekev B'Tziyosu Menir. And he seems to require us to say it immediately upon leaving the city, not when he's on the road. He should say before he leaves the city. So these two kashas contrasting what it says over here in Reish Lamed versus what it said in Kuf Yud. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yesh Lomar, he answers and says, not a stira. Dahasam, over there in Kuf Yud, Mayri B'Yotzi Meir Ketana. There it's talking about when a person leaves a little village, as we pointed out already in Sivkot and Beis over here. She'ein Shom Mora Klal Lotzei Esmino Ir. It's not dangerous to have been in the city and to leave that little city. Mitzorach Lomar Tfilas Aderech. And therefore, all you have to do is say Tfilas Aderech, and that's Rak Mishom Mora Haderech. And that solely is for the purpose of the fear of the dangerous roads. And therefore, Lekach Ein Lomar Osor Rak Kishehich Sebach Aderech. And therefore, you shouldn't say it before you're on the road, you should only say it once you're already on the road. As we've already learned, Kemosh Kasati B'Sivkot and Beis, as we pointed out already today. And even if once he's on the road, he does pass through a large city. He only says the Hodah. He doesn't repeat the Tfilas Aderech over there. Ad l'besof below chasima. And he says the Hodah that we mentioned above, he says his thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking me safely out of the city. That's all he says, and he does not conclude it with a chasima. He doesn't say Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfilah at the end. Why? Given Shomat Tfilas Aderech B'Tchilas Nisiyoso, since he's in the middle of the Tfilas Aderech, he's on the road. He just passed through the city in his travels. V'hocha Mayri B'Nichnas L'Krach V'Lon Shon B'Inyon Shetzorech Lomat Tfilas Aderech Shenis B'Boker B'Shvil Aderech Sherotzel and so on. But here, when we're talking about that he has to go make this new Tfil over here with the Hodah on leaving the city as well as the future travel, we should say before he starts on the road, that's what's talking about here when he is entering or leaving a large city. So Kuf Yud was really talking about a small city, and therefore there's no need to say this modim, and you only say it when you're on the road, because it's the dangerous roads that you're saying this tefillah for. Whereas here in Reish Lamed, we're talking about a person that was in a large city, or entering and leaving a large city, so he has to give the hodah, as well as that's his tefillah sederach, so therefore he says it over here with Shem Umachus. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, Umvad zeh, halot tzorech liten hodah, gam ken al yitzias hakrach. And since you have to give hodah over here when you leave the city, so that's why Chazal over here in Reish Lamed put them both together, because you do have to thank Hashem for leaving this large, dangerous city, and you do have to give a tefillah to Hashem to please take you safely on the road. So Chazal combined them into one bracha. And since you have to say the hodah immediately at the first chance when you're leaving the city, so too, therefore you're allowed to say the tefillah sederach, even though you're not yet machzik on the derech, you haven't yet started on the road, but since Chazal said to combine them, you can combine them at an earlier point in time than you would say tefillah sederach when you leave a small city. The issue for number 5 points out another difference, that normally we say Tfilas Aderech in the Lashon of Rabin, but over here, since the person is giving his own personal Hodah, so he says it in Lashon Yochid, so that Tzlach brings down, so you should say the Tfilas Aderech over here as well, in the Lashon of Yochid. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Hanichnos Lomod Ez Garno, if a person is going in to measure the grain that he has in his silo, Omer, before he measures it, he should say, Yiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Lokai, it may be a will HaKodesh Baruch Hu, my God, Shetishlach Berocha Bekriyazeh, that you please send a bracha, a bounty, onto this pile of grain, onto this crop over here. That's before he starts it. That's a tefillah on the future. It's not a nes over here, as we'll explain, and therefore he's allowed to say this. His chulamot, once he's already started measuring it, then he no longer can say that you should have a full bracha on it. He should say instead, Omer, Baruch HaShaleach Bracha Bakriyazeh. You should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for send the one who sends bracha onto this pile of grain. The issue for number 6 brings down that this isn't only on grain. The Chayyadim brings down this would be on any type of a schora in a business that you're counting. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalit says that the El Yarabah writes over here, because of El Yarabah, the Yomar below Haskoras Hashem. This over here was specific, Baruch, without saying the Shem of Hashem, HaShalech Brocha B'Kriyazeh. The Dafka B'Modeit Kidei La'aser, the only time you're allowed to make it with Baruch HaTo Hashem, Lokeinu Melech Olam, is when you're doing it for the purposes of taking off tithes, taking off Trumas and Maisers. In that situation, and only in that situation, Motzinu, Shevtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bracha ad blidoy. Only there in that situation does the Kodesh Baruch Hu promise us an unlimited bounty. K'mod d'chsiv, as the psukim say, Chaviyu es kol ha-maaseh v'gomer, u'bichanuni no bezos. You should test me by the giving of maaseh. See if you don't become rich by giving trumas and maaseh. Farikosi lachem bracha ad blidoy. And I will give you so much bracha that you'll have to say, die, it's enough. Please, no more bracha. This is so much. So therefore, that's only when you're doing it for the purposes of trumas and maaseh, and you're counting to see how much you have to give trumas and maaseh, then make the bracha Shem Malchus. But if you're just doing this, that you should have a bounty personally. It's not something you give Trumas and Maizes on. You should say it without Shem Malchus. The issue foot number 7 brings down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that today, even though the Trumas and Maizes are only Midrabanan, if you go and give Trumas and Maizes, then you should say this with Shem as well. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, this is only talking about where you haven't measured it already, because the bracha can't work on something that is known. That's asking again for an individual nes, which Hashem will not do. And you're not allowed to daven for something that goes against the teva. So one could ask, how about over here? The grain is already there. How come that's not called something that's already there, and yet you are allowed to say this yiratzon? So he says this is within the teva. Kach bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es teva tefuah. The way the tefuah and piles of grain work over here is that there is an ability for them, so to say, to be misrabos. Maybe he's talking about it can go up in quality. It can be more there than meets the eye because the stuff is not necessarily how much is chaff, how much is actual grain. So therefore, that's not called davening for something that is a personal nace. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Modat v'yachak kach berach harezu tulashav. But if it's already counted up, so he has 100 pounds of grain over there, and he says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it be 150 pounds of grain, that is a tulashav, an inappropriate, unnecessary tvila. Sheina bracha mitzuya ela bedavar hasomer, because bracha can only come on something that isn't counted. It's only something that is hidden, which the Rama says pirush the nelam veino nira, which is something that is hidden and not visible min ha'ayin, from the eye. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hanichlus lemerchutz. If a person enters into a bathhouse, Omer yiratzom lefanecha Hashem lokai. Again, he prays, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, my God, help me over here. Shetach niseni l'sholom, that you should allow me to enter into this bathhouse in peace. V'tzotzieni l'sholom, and I should leave the bathhouse in peace. V'tatzileni mehor hazeh, and you should save me from the fire inside. V'chayotzi bo lo'asu lavo, and also in similar events like this when I go into a bathhouse in the future. Yotzeh b'shalom, when a person leaves the bathhouse in peace, Omer, he says, Ahodah to Hashem, Omer moda ani lefanecha Hashem lokai, thank you, my God, Hashem, sheitzaltani me'or hazeh, that you saved me from this fire. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Hei explains that their bathhouses were different than ours. And he says, Va'achshav lo nagu b'tfilazu, we no longer say this bracha when you go take a shower. The time, the reason is, the lunizkan el b'yameyam. This bracha was set up in the Gemara specifically for the bathhouse structures that they had in those days. Shemasikin eish milamata, there was a fire underneath where you were standing. The chafira, in a pit. The rochat sim bambati, and you'd be washing yourself in waters above this pit that would be heated up from the fire that was there. Milamala agabi tikush al gaba, and you would basically be standing on a plank over the fire. And there was a serious concern, v'ish chashash pentifchas v'yiplu l'socha, that you could fall into the fire and Rahman al-Islam be killed. So it wasn't a simple thing to go to the bathhouse. But nowadays, havozman is there. Omer atanur bezovis v'lekos sakon. Nowadays, you go take a bath or a shower, Baruch Hashem, there really is no danger. And therefore, we no longer make this bracha according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, in the Shaar Tzion, O Zion, he does bring down that there is a Yerushalmi that says it's specifically over here the bathhouse environment that has a hezek chamin, there's some danger from the hot air. But the Bach writes that nowadays ein tzorich lachosh lehezek chamin, we're not concerned about this as well nowadays. And he says we only make this bracha over here. You have to look and see what a person is scared about, then he can make this yiratzon if he's truly scared about entering into such a place. Sif Dalit is a very, very practical halacha l'maisa sif. Hanichnos lahakiz dam, if somebody goes gets a bloodletting, they used to get bloodlettings all the time as preventative medicine, but as we'll see, this applies, according to many poskim, to any sort of a refuah or preventative measure that you do nowadays. So if somebody does some sort of a refuah, oh, may yiratzom lefanecha Hashem Elokai, may it be a will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, she esek ze li l'refuah, that this should be a successful medicinal event. Ki rofei chinam ato, because you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the best doctor, you are the only doctor that doesn't charge. Rofei chinam ato. After he does the procedure, he says, now on the side it's brought down that this is in the Ber Hagol, it says, Brachazu v'choshar brachos tzorich lahaskir boshem u'malchus kinizka le'el reish simon reish shudches. So this is not a shorthand over here, this is Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Rofei Cholim, according to the Ber Hagolah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Vav says, V'huadin b'chol midei d'refua yomer zeh. Nowadays we do this for all types of medicinal events. Any therapeutic action that you're taking, you should make this yiratzon. And the Shaar Tzion, Oschetz, the Chavetz Chaim adds, the b'chol dover sha'odom oset, tzorich levakish me'ashem shi'ele tuelis. Anything that you do, you should ask Hashem that it should be successful. It's not the doctor, it's not the pill that makes you successful, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a good friend, Dr. Chaim Abitan, who has printed up such cards and handed them out to thousands of people to remind them how important it is for a person to go and make this tefillah before he takes any medication, before he undergoes a procedure. And indeed, the issue footnote number 9 brings out from the Aruch HaShulchan that you should say this yiratzon even before taking any sort of a pill. V'chein no'agim hamadatik, and people that are careful and zealous about this are careful to say this. Albeit, it's not a chiyav, and he brings out from a Yashiv also that's a good thing to say, but it's not a chiyav. Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that you should say this for any medicinal thing, even if you're smearing on some sort of a medicine to you, or before you're going in for an operation, or a vaccination even, or even if a person takes Tylenol or is undergoing some sort of a sedative type of a medication, he should say this, yiratzon. Mr. Brewer continues and he says, V'lo yachshov shetia eza davar lo l'refua. A person shouldn't think that anything is coming to do therapy for him. Ela ayidei haboris b'ashmo. It's only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochein ayidei tefila zu. And by saying this tefila, this yiratzon, yosim bitchonu, he's showing and praising trust, bo, in Hashem, not in the medicine. V'yivakish v'menu shetia lo l'refua. And he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send him the refua shlema, and not the pill. Sivkot Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Baruch Rofi Cholim, and Tzorach Loma B'Shem Uvimalchus. As we brought that from the Beragola, he says, you should say this, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Rofi Cholim. However, the Mishmur says, nowadays, avol lo ra'isi no'agim kein. He brings down from the Primer Gadim that people do not say this with shame umalchus at the end. And in fact, most people say it without shame umalchus. Albeit, in Dishifut number 11, he brings down that there are three opinions. One to say it with shame umalchus, as we just brought down. There's the opinion of the Rambam that says just with shame, without malchus, brochat Hashem, rofei cholim. And then there's the opinion that says, which is the minhag, which is to say it with neither shame or malchus, just baruch, rofei cholim. Finally, we conclude this beautiful siman with Sif Hey. La'olam ye'odim rogulam, a person should always be fluent in his lips to say the following, should be constantly saying, Kol ma'da ovid rachmona latav ovid. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does, he does for your benefit, for your good. A person should get used to saying, Gamzu latova. Even bad things that happen, a person should thank HaKodesh Baruch Hu. They're obviously good. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is perfect. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is divine. Everything is good for us. We just have a difficult time sometimes seeing when hard things happen to us that they're for our benefit. Kol ma'da ovid rachmona latav ovid. Everything that God does is for our good. That concludes Siman Reish Lamed in today's shir.